Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. To Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with your hosts, Manny Mua and
Laura Lee.
That's right.
And special guest.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Wow, I was so focused on her video.
I'm trying to film a TikTok.
You guys,
and special guest.
Tyler, I love you.
The way
I literally was only so focused on Laura, and I was like, cool. So it's a normal episode. And of course,
we shall. This is my first time on a rapid fire, guys.
No, it's not.
Are you scared?
I don't know a lot about the topics that we're talking about. But
Well, that'd be nice because then it's going to give you.
Why are you here,
I feel like it's going to be funny because then you'll get like an outsider perspective of someone that like just hears something and you're kind of like, oh.
The straight male perspective.
Yeah,
on
the straight.
On the goss.
That's
male
what we were missing.
Gossip.
We're missing your perspective.
We're missing that perspective sometimes.
You need it, honestly.
How dare you? I think that together, me and Laura just formed the only opinion that really matters.
We've always thought that. Even our audience disagrees, like, most of the time, but
I don't No, it's not what we think, though. And what we say goes.
That's right. No,
it's our podcast.
It's our podcast for a reason. Anyway, let's start off with peaks and pits. Today, we're going to be rapid fire, obviously. We have a bunch of topics, actually.
Yeah.
They're not huge, but they're all like a bunch of like little boom, 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 booms.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Lord, do we got a peek and pit on
Baby,
here?
Baby, I got one. I got it saved on my phone. That's Let me right. pull it up, honey.
What you That's got? Because right. I need a peek and a pit.
Baby, you can bounce off mine. My first one is, oh, yeah, you can bounce off mine. We went to the beach house.
Ooh.
We did?
Was that a peek or a
you
pit?
You didn't look very excited about that.
I was just thinking about wanting to. No, it was great.
He looked at me like.
I was like, oh, is that my peak?
You're like, is that my peak, though? Being there for 2 days.
Literally two fucking days. Okay, because Laura has this travel phobia, and she can't be away from the house.
Choir, I'm like, so I don't know why you're trying to. Danny's not going to have your side on this one.
No, he is having my side because when we're going to go later, he wants to go longer.
Well, we are going for longer.
We are, huh?
I know. And it was his idea.
It wasn't, Lori. Yes,
yes, it was.
I'm canceling the trip. I'm canceling the trip.
It was not my idea.
Oh.
I'm like, but yeah, you guys went to Florida.
Yeah, at the beach house, check up on it. Everything was great. Everything looked brand new. So if you guys want to see the Florida house, I posted the house tour on my vlog channel. It is up. It is live. So yeah, check out.
I'm tempted to watch it, but I want to see it in person.
You need to watch it. It's so funny.
Oh, should
funny.
I watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, period. I'll watch
the house tour is really funny. Okay, it's more like vloggy style.
Yeah.
And me and Laura are just idiots when it's just us two together.
And when it's not us.
And as opposed to any other day.
Yeah.
That's the reality of life.
You guys also look like a Long Island medium with my hair. Like this hair, honey, she's seeing things. I said, she's hold on, I got a vision. Mm-hmm. I got
the
a
hair
vision.
Is so big, it's full of secrets.
Yeah.
It's very Long Island medium.
It's long. My hair is Long Island medium. The girlies on Long Island want to know how I got this much volume.
They already know because they're mediums.
That's right.
They actually know exactly
that's
how
right.
it happened.
They said,
they go, let me tune in.
We got her. We got her.
Like an antenna.
So for
it's a fucking so for antenna.
Our listeners.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Baby, I'm always close to God.
But baby, with this hair, you're giving him a little kiss on the cheek. A little kiss.
But that's my peak. It's short and sweet. The audience is like, thank God.
Well, was the pit you getting sick?
No. The pit, actually, what's worse than me getting sick is the flight and us getting
my God.
To
All right, that's going to be part of my
You guys, I don't actually know this full story.
Oh, yeah, I never told you.
Because you were like, oh my God, I'm going to tell you on the podcast. I need the real, the who.
Should I start it?
Go ahead.
Okay. There was a tight, if we flew from LA to Dallas, Dallas to our beach house, Florida, it was going to be the quickest route. We normally go all the way to Atlanta and then backtrack.
Because we like to fly Delta.
Because we like to fly Delta.
Of course. And Delta, like points.
And so Delta's points. Hub's in Atlanta. So the plane always goes to Atlanta and you backtrack to Florida. So it takes longer. So we're like, this time, let's just fly American.
Every time we fly American.
It's a nightmare. We were like, let's fly American and go to Dallas and straight to Florida will be so much quicker. Plus, the layover is only 40 minutes, so you can just jump straight on
and
the
Laura
plane.
And Laura, I love a quick layover.
We love like, a quick layover.
We can move.
You all can
book it.
Sprint.
But when American delays the flight,
for 40
there's nothing
minutes.
We can do.
So we're sitting in Burbank about to take off, and then they're like, oh, the door won't close. We have to delay the flight.
Laura immediately looks at me, should we get off the plane?
No, I mean, there's been a lot of like issues with planes recently. Have you guys been seeing online?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She wasn't saying it for safety concerns, though. She was saying it because she didn't want to get stuck in Dallas.
Would That's you want to get stuck in Dallas?
I don't think
the
I would.
The fuck am I going to do in Dallas?
I don't know.
What am I going to do
Eat
in
barbecue?
Dallas? Because we were this close to getting stuck in Dallas, by the way.
No.
Yes.
I thought you guys were going to be stuck, for real.
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna
happen. Oh, I had already.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
The plane takes off 40 minutes late and the flight attendant's like, yeah, girl, you already missed, honey. You already missed your layover. And I was like, well, who knows? You guys are always delayed no matter what flight you book. So maybe our layover will be delayed.
Literally.
Our layover took off 5 minutes early.
So me and Laura were like plotting.
When does a plane take off early, by the way?
Never. We were plotting
Everyone's on the flight.
Let's go.
We were plotting and planning on the flight. We're like, all right, we're going to try to make it. But if we can't, we're going to have X, Y, and Z. Like, this is plans. What we're going to try to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as soon as we land, she looked at the thing. She was like, yeah, they left. They left early. We're like, what the fuck?
Since when? I feel like that's not like
a
even
plane
a thing.
Left 10 minutes early?
No.
What?
No.
So,
not in America.
At this point, Ty's like, there are like a million tiny airports in the South. Mm-hmm. We know our way around the South. We can just drive.
Well, the problem was, though, that we were taking off so late from Dallas that we basically missed every last flight going out to the smaller airports. Oh, so it was only going to be like Atlanta, New Orleans, mm-hmm. and places like that. Whereas like, that's pretty far from where our beach house is. It was going to be like a 4 to 5 hour drive, which was
after flying on top of all after flying. Day.
Yeah. So we'd be getting there like 3-4 AM. So I was like, there's no way in hell.
Might as well stay in Dallas.
No, I'm going to do that. Yeah. So like, by the grace of God, I found a flight to Tallahassee, Florida.
Which, aka, is like a very small airport, a very small area of town.
Very small town. Got very lucky. But, like, I found it. And when I looked at it, Manny, we had just landed.
And
it was like 40. Because we still had to deplane and all that.
Okay, I'm saying by the time we got off the plane, we're still on the plane. The plane is just touch ground, so we have internet service.
Got it.
And he found a flight, but he's like, it takes off in 40 minutes. Not the door closes. It leaves in 40 minutes.
And it's going to Tallahassee. 15 minutes before.
Tallahassee's only 2 hours from our beach house.
So
we're like,
that.
This is perfect.
Like 2.5,
so we get off the plane. We got about 20 minutes now, because, you know, it takes time to deplane and all that. We go to the front help, the first help desk we see right off the plane, and we're like, can you help us rebook us on this flight? And she literally goes, no.
No one's in her line.
You can go down.
By the way.
She's
like, I got to help people that are getting on this plane.
There's no one. And Taylor goes,
I love you guys, American Airlines. You guys are so great.
She goes, no.
Basura.
She goes, you can go down 20A. And Taylor goes, what's at 20A? So like, we know we're like on a time crunch. Yeah, like every like, move we make matters. We go down to 20A.
Which, by the way, is another,
like
it's another just gate.
It's just another, literally. It's just another gate.
She sent us to another gate where they're boarding a flight.
Not customer service. They were boarding a flight for some random place.
And a long line. So we were like,
no.
Okay.
Because we were boarding.
So I was like, I said, fuck this. I'm going to call American. So I got him on the phone, and Laura's like, looking at the board. She's like, I found it. Let's go to it right now while we're calling them. So we go over to the tram that they have. I get somebody on the phone.
By the way, we're 10 minutes from takeoff now.
Yeah.
On this flight.
And I get somebody on the phone, and she didn't want to help me. She tells me that I need to find somebody there to help me. And I'm like,
in the airport.
No,
she goes,
I've already tried that.
On We've the phone, tried,
she goes,
bitch.
Wait, are you in the airport? Because she could hear the speaker.
No.
And he goes,
I'm on my way.
Yeah. She goes, oh, why don't you just find someone there to help you?
Yeah.
That's literally what
like,
she said.
I was like, no, like, I need you to help me. I've already tried that. There's long lines, and this is a very tight situation that we're dealing with.
So then she helps as she gets it transferred over. But the problem is, we have to get on this transit bus to take us all the way to the gate. So and then we had to run a mile to the gate.
We were like two terminals over.
We could not get on the train till he got off the phone with her, because we would have lost service. So we're losing time. And she's like, okay, just clicking at her computer, just like clicking away. And I'm like, because we got to get on the train.
At one point, she was like, it's like very loud there. I was like,
she goes off on him. She goes off on him. She goes, ooh. It is too loud there. No, I mean, like, it's too loud. And we're literally like, ma'am?
Mute.
Yeah, so I muted. I was like, okay, so sorry.
The thing is also airport anxiety is like another level of anxiety.
She was literally complaining to us about the airport noise in the airport while we're literally just asking her to rebook us.
So she gets us like on the flight, but she's like, you're technically not on the flight until the front agent books you on the flight. So she's like, you guys need to, she Go literally told us, she said, you guys need to run. She's like, you guys need to run. Because the gate was closing in like, what was it, like 5 minutes or so?
We probably were down to 5 minutes.
It was close to that. But so we get on the tram. Luckily, it was only like 2 stops away on the tram.
But we had to run like a mile.
But
when you get off
we
the
probably
tram
should have waited
gate.
One more stop, because we didn't realize there was 2 stops on that.
You don't know.
For that turn. No, there was another stop for the terminal, but we just got off and ran.
Yeah, exactly.
We sprinted. We were bobbing and weaving through the Dallas airport, running people over.
I was assuming you had your like luggage with you.
Oh, yeah.
Taking your like big one
with
you.
Oh, yeah. All of our our shit on us. I'm talking about we were covered in sweat head to toe by the time I got. It was like a comedy joke though, because I'm like running and people are
like, you know, when you see people running, you're kind
of
like,
get the fuck out of the way though. Get the fuck out of the way. When you see people running, don't step out in front of them. Like, you know, they're trying to catch a flight. And everybody was moving, and I was like, wow, this is, because it was a crowded airport. I was like, wow, they get it. This is awesome. Thank you guys for like scooching over. I thought it was like a comedy skit. This girl steps out in front of me with a full cast all the way up to here and crutches. And she just steps out in front of me. I was like, is this a fucking joke right now? Like, literally. Hi, baby. Were you trying to go somewhere?
Are you Laura Lee?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we would have been doomed.
You're like, you're no. Fuck.
Laura's
you're
too like, nice. Laura would have stopped and talked to her.
We would have missed the flight. Hey, girl.
You fool me.
Okay, I just missed my flight. We get to the desk. The woman, we're like,
we're covered in sweat.
Like, oh, we look because
it's like
kind of
cold. So, like, we're wearing like pants, like sweatpants. Oh, like,
you're in a sweatsuit.
Covered in sweat by the time we get
I'm
there.
I'm talking about
like,
both
breathing.
Of us just.
I left Laura at one point.
I literally go, keep
go,
going.
Just go.
I'll catch up. I stayed hot on your
as long as one of y'all fucking
you
get there.
You just saw my Apple Watch. I sent you a picture of my like heart this. Rate. It was like, phew, my heart rate was like at 160 something running.
It was like
the
nothing and then, phew, and then nothing.
And then straight down to nothing. So the woman at that gate was also great because she got us on plane, but horrible at the same time.
She didn't say a word to us. We told her the situation.
And she goes like this.
And she didn't say a word.
She did not say hello. She did not say, let me see. She did not say, nothing. Stand right there. Let me check. She said, do you have an ID?
Oh, I thought you were saying she was mute. I'm like, oh, well, that
no,
makes more sense.
Fully mute. And then, do you have an ID? I was like, oh, yeah. And I tell her, it's like,
not saying a word.
These,
you're like, is it working?
Are we on?
Is this boarding passes that you're giving us? And she was like, yeah. I was
giving y'all
like,
attitude.
And I'm like,
for nothing.
They're so mad. They're so mad.
They have to do their job.
Yeah, I know, right?
So mad they have to just like work.
Horrible, 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 horrible.
Well, luckily, we got on the plane. They shut the doors right behind us. We barely made it. By the hair on our ass.
The last
literally
people.
Literally
and I will tell you this, the attendant that flew that plane was like the nicest attendant ever.
She was great.
She was like, you guys can actually just take the full two back rows, and like everybody had all their stuff so we couldn't fit our overhead luggages, and she goes, no, this is considered public space and they can move their stuff. Like she was literally like, I don't give a
side.
She was like, yeah, she was like, get your butt bags down, you can put your stuff up here, this is public space.
I love that.
She was like, no one, this is no one's space, it's public. And I was like, oh, I never had a flight attendant help me out like that.
American has great attendants.
Their flight attendants are the best. We actually know one of their flight attendants, and
we do, and he is incredible.
He's incredible.
Okay, we know we're going to give him points for.
All right, we're going to have him on the podcast. Let him explain.
Tell us about why American's
Airlines. I want to know why you are such a mess.
Tell us the system. Why is the system a mess?
I know his plane's not a mess, though.
Oh, I bet it's fucking proper and clean.
Pristine. Yeah.
Sickening. Maybe that queen.
It was trauma,
it's
though.
Gorge.
Anyways, we landed there at midnight, and then we drove for 2 hours.
We went from first class seats to the back of the plane, and we were the happiest people in
on
the world.
On that plane.
Like this.
I was like, dancing. All the way to the back. I'm on the plane.
You're walking back. You guys are sweating. The people are smelling like shit.
Oh my God. Definitely.
And we're both like kind of sick too, so we're like having coughing.
Oh, right. Like coughing
and we're like on a plane.
The flight attendant comes.
They're like,
to
we should have left his ass.
Yeah.
She goes, I've had a really long day. And I was
like
this.
Me too.
No, I was like, girl, me too. She said, can I please charge my phone where you're sitting? I was like, give it to me.
Bring the fucking charger over here.
Come on. I was like, I don't even need it. I don't need the
baby,
port.
Just
it's
fucking
all
do
you.
It.
It's all you.
I've had a really long day.
That's probably why she was flinging people shit out of the bins. 100%.
If I don't charge this phone,
it's going to
be hell to play on this plane.
I said, I feel that.
Hell to plane.
And
I'm rolling the plane.
I said, I feel that. Give me the phone. I'm going
to
charge it.
Literally crazy to me.
At
least you guys made it.
Pit. Yeah. We finessed it.
I mean, that was like, you guys really worked for that one, I will say.
We did.
You guys still end up getting there at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Flop.
But I mean, it was better than driving 5 hours, just driving two.
Or flying to Dallas, spending the night at Dallas, getting a hotel in Dallas, and then redoing the whole airport situation the next day, checking in, booking.
That
it would have been a nightmare.
It's too much.
Because we would have had to extend our whole trip because it would have taken a whole other day just to go from Dallas to Florida. So
yeah, we were supposed to get there, I think, like 8 p.m. We wound up getting there at like, what was
so
it?
Late.
Midnight, 1 a.m.
Or 2 a.m. I don't know.
2 a.m., something like that. It was super late.
But luckily, at least it's like your timing isn't like you're not probably as tired because
no, not at all.
It's like Cali time. Time. Yeah,
we
exactly.
were fine.
Yeah.
So, but it's still like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was hell of a travel. What's your peak?
Peak and pit.
Did you say peak yet?
I haven't even said peak or.
Laura went peak and pit already.
I did say that's what she needs to do.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Mine is also a merger, peak and pit, because I had Zaya had surgery. It was going to be just my combined one.
So that's my peak
and it's my pit.
He just gassed so
He's
hard.
He's like, I feel so bad for her.
I know.
But it's funny because it's like you knew and you're like.
I know. We've been talking about it. And you went,
that was very Laura. Like that was very Laura, like shocked to like hear news that you've already heard. Pretending like you have no idea what
I
I'm going to
say.
No,
I gotcha. Can we bring her on the podcast?
We should. We just have her. You guys, I'm not. You know what's really funny about Zaya is that if she was on the podcast, she would actually just be on my lap the entire time.
Why Please bring her.
The entire
the chicken
hour.
Nugget.
I don't honestly. I should have.
You should have bought her this time.
My assistant's at my house right now watching her, but she got surgery. She had a liver biopsy. That's what we had done.
Intense.
It's intense, but it's not as crazy as I thought it was. Once they explained it, they're like, we do a laparoscopy. So they do like 2 incisions. They go in with the instrument instead of doing like a full like cut down the middle. It's like 2 mini cuts inside, and they just like everything's gotten easier. So liver. Zaya has high like bilapid proteins in her liver and she's had it for like a while and it like fluctuates so heavily. So we finally were like, okay, like let's just figure out like what's the root, what's the cause, what's the issue? Like this could be like a big issue in later on in life. And she's youngish now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do it now when she can like kind of handle the recovery way easier.
Right.
So I was obviously so freaked out, so paranoid. The pit was just like her going on doing it, but like obviously the peak is like the fact that it's all done. She woke up, she was fine, everything, and the surgery is good. So I'm just gonna be waiting a few more days to hear like results of like what is actually going on. But also like the amount of money I had to pay. I don't have pet insurance.
Talk about how much this cost you.
I don't have pet insurance. I did not know it was gonna be so expensive. I was literally shocked. Mm. Now I'm looking to Miss Trupanion. I said, baby, I'm gonna need some pet insurance because it's so crazy. I didn't know. I'm like thinking like, how do people just pay for this? Like, how is this possible?
They don't.
They don't take the dogs to the vet.
Or they just don't take them to the vet.
There was no such thing as a vet when we were growing up.
Because it's like, dude, it's impossible.
You do not take an edible. Because like when you're living with your money to keep yourself alive and your kids alive, like the animals definitely have to come last.
Right. 100%. The thing is, like, to me, it's like she's my baby. So it's like, she's my priority.
Well, you're at a good point in your life where you can take care of her.
Yeah, I can take care of her. So it's
but
like,
still, that
I, originally, they were like, it's going to be $7,000. I go,
Jesus.
And that's not even for the treatment. That's just for the biopsy,
For the surgery. For the surgery, for like her staying overnight, for like everything that would take for it, including like the visits, the checkup, it was going to be like literally $6,800.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up giving me like $2,000 back because like they didn't need all the things that they thought they were going to need, but it still ends up being almost $5,000. And I'm like, this is so wild to me. Mind you, I'm not just at a regular vet. I'm at a specialist. I'm like at an internal medicines specialist. Like I'm not just doing like a mom and pop vet. You know, I'm going to like a specific place for what she needs. So you know, I'll keep you guys updated, like, what's going on. I'm not exactly sure, but luckily she's, like, doing fantastic, and she has her little full body suit on, because I'm not, like, a cone person. Like, I don't like her to wear a cone. So she has, like, a literal full body suit from, like,
a onesie,
her vagina up to her freaking neck, like, a onesie that she can't, like, access anything. So that's currently the journey that we're on. And I've been at home. It's been, what, 4 days now? And I've been home every single day, all day.
Watching
her. To make sure she doesn't jump, to make sure she doesn't do anything. And I have, like, I got her, like, these, like, mini staircases.
Aww.
So she can go up to my bed or go up to, like, the couch.
So she's not jumping and straining.
She's not jumping and straining. And I blocked off the staircases, so she can't. I had to, like, lift her and put her down. If she wants to be downstairs, I'll pick her up, pick her downstairs. Her up. And then I have her little staircase on the couch. She wants to go on the couch. And then if not, I pick her up upstairs. And then I have her staircase up to my bed if she wants to lay in bed.
How long is her hill time?
Like, almost 4 weeks.
Oh, shoot.
Luckily, it's, like, I don't have to be, like, on her for 4 weeks like that. But it's, like, not supposed to be, like, roughhousing, playing, anything crazy for 2 to 4. So it's, like, and it's funny because I could tell last night, like, she kind of wanted to play. And I was, like, you're trying me?
Not the socks, man.
She wanted to play sockies, you guys. No. Because, like, she was looking at my socks and she looked at me like this. I was, like, no, we're not doing that. And I literally was, like, no. I picked her up, put her on my bed. I'm, like, lay down.
She said, you're going to bring the hogs out or
no,
what?
Literally.
Does she know what no means?
She knows no. She knows no. My she cats, absolutely knows no. Your
they
cats
know,
have no
but
idea.
They do not care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They know, but they don't care. Like, if I'm like, Zay, get off like the couch, or like, get off like the table or something, she'll do it.
Then she knows.
So she knows, like, when I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like, that's been like my fucking literal hell for the past week.
Oh, man. Isn't that the worst? Every day,
and I'm like, and I'm so like paranoid of things, because like, I don't want her to scratch or itch. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want her to like rupture her stitches. I don't want anything to happen. So when I was filming, I brought her bed and like her whole little setup into the beauty room, locked the door, and I'm like, you're gonna just sleep here when I'm filming.
So mommy can work.
Yeah, so mommy can work, but you're gonna stay here.
So you can keep an eye on her.
Yeah, I'm very blessed and lucky that I get to work from home, and like I'm able to take care of her like that. But it's just like, it's really unfortunate that like the system is what it is, because it's so expensive and people care so much and like they're so passionate about their pets that like, I don't know, it's really crazy to see that it's not more affordable, or like there's like better options for people. And it was crazy because last night when I went in because I had like a freak out. I was like, she has internal bleeding. I was fully convinced because like she had like red all over her stomach.
He sent me a picture and I was like, and I'm the opposite of a hypochondriac. Exactly. I think nothing's wrong with me when things are wrong. But I told him, I was like, to me, this does look scary.
It looks scary. I was literally like,
so I get it.
I'm taking her in. Like, I just wanted to take her in real quick. And when I was there, it ended up just being like bad.
Wait, tell me you were glam. tell me you were glam.
I was in the middle of glamming. Okay, I'm fully painted. Okay, I have full coverage on. Like, I have a full base, blush, everything. And I went to go check out Zay before I like finished filming. And I noticed the redness that was like kind of traveling. And I was like, we're going right now. I don't even take off my glam. I take her immediately to the vet. And I walk in there and I have like my, I put on like see-through glasses.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was like, okay, I don't even want like that kind of, glasses, like a hoodie on. I was like, I don't want any of that kind of attention. I have big glasses on. Like, I just want to be, I have to film after, so I'm going to be painted after too. But I get there and I'm like,
full diva.
And I'm like, can you guys help me?
Full diva.
Zay was just here in Tuesday. Okay. And I'm literally like my highlight, because it's two girls working at the front and they have lashes on. And I'm like, you guys, can you help me?
Manny.
I actually took a video of me at the vet being fully painted. Let me show you.
Please, let me see.
I have the glasses on. Fully fucking.
Oh my God. Oh, you're glam.
I was full coverage,
you're
you guys.
Blushed
fully,
up.
I was blushed, full coverage. I was fully glam. Mm-mm. That was the reality.
Only you had eyeshadow on.
I had mascara on. I was right before that part. So at least I had not that yet. But yeah, everything was fine. Everything was good. But I noticed yesterday, because they had security there. And I asked I was like, why do you guys have security here?
Yeah.
Because I was so curious. I was like, why do you guys have security? And they're
like, you have a famous dog?
No. I was literally like, because like they were the security's mother. I was like, do you guys have security because people get crazy on you guys? Like, because it's like it's very intense with their pets. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly why we have security.
No way.
Wait, why?
And I was like,
why?
What? I was like, me grabbing your toes. I'm like, what?
Why?
So I that's what I had assumed it was. I was like, do you guys have a security, because people will go crazy and go off on you because of things being expensive, and like they're gonna like freak out and like want to attack you guys if things don't go their way with their pets? And they're like, yes.
There had to have been an incident then.
There obviously must have been an incident where the pricing was too high. The people like freaked out. I will say I did notice, like when I was sitting down waiting, the doctor came out and they're like, hey, like you want to do, you know, this scan, this thing. Cause like they had brought their pet in. I was obviously eavesdropping. They want to do this scan. They want to do this. They want to do this, this and that. And like, it's going to be about $1,500 for like the amount of things that they needed to do for the pet, because the pet was like doing something. And the woman was like, no, where is she? Like to her cat. She's like, where's my cat? And they're like, she's literally like, she's like literally has like the mask on, like a breathing tube. Not a breathing tube, but like she has like a helper breather. And they're like, let me go back and see her. Like, we're not doing all that.
Imagine like, If so somebody did that to like their kid, like no, we're not doing this procedure.
That shit.
Let's go.
No, literally. And so I was like, I don't know what happened, obviously, because that was literally just that part from last night. But once I saw her freak out the way she did, that woman, that's when I had asked about security. I was like, do you get people like in here often that like will freak out on you guys and need security to protect you? And they're like, yes.
What's the point of acting like that? The bill's the bill. They're not going to give you a discount for acting like an asshole.
No, they're not going to give you a discount.
And the thing is, they itemize everything so severely so that you know exactly what you're paying for, why you're paying for it. And it's like, yeah, it's expensive.
Did they give you financing options? Did they give you?
There's true pay. Like, yeah, there's financing options. There's pet insurance. Like, there's things that you can do to help it, but it's like, that was why they had security. And I've never seen security at a vet before. That's ever. Wild. And it was at nighttime.
Oh my Lord.
Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, you guys actually need security here.
That's crazy.
Those crazy people. But I understand like tensions are high when it's like your pet and it's like your thing. And it's like humans have insurance. So like a lot of times your copay is gonna be like, what, $30?
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, if you don't have that, they're gonna be paying $1,500 out of pocket. Like,
Even understand how people, like, one thing we were talking about, like, you know, vets, like, I don't understand how people, like, we never went to the doctor growing up. We've already gotten into this. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have money for, like, dentists and doctors ever. I probably went to the dentist twice my whole childhood, to be honest with you.
Right.
Like, my entire
childhood.
And
you have all your teeth, though.
Shocking.
That's a miracle.
But, like, we did not have money for those luxuries. Yeah. But, like, I went to the doctor 2 times. A dermatologist consider a specialist, so you normally have to pay a little more on copay for specialists. But, like, I added up, just for this face rash, up all the money for paying for my prescriptions and my appointments, and I was almost $500 in.
For just that, for appointments.
For just this, because remember I had to do 4 different prescriptions, 2 different appointments. That doesn't cover, plus with my, I'm saying out pocket.
And that's with insurance.
That's with insurance, because like every copay was like $75 each time, plus all the medicine. So, and taking like 2 days out of my schedule to, you know, go. So I'm like, we're talking about like a face rash, $500 in.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Like, I just like don't
with
understand.
With insurance. Mm-hmm. That is with insurance. I'm just like, damn, it's
so
like.
Imagine without.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to treat
it's impossible.
Like, if I couldn't afford that, I couldn't treat it.
It was crazy. I was really, really, really shocked. And I think it's like, I understand that it's a specialist. Like,
yeah,
you know, they're probably charging more than a regular vet would be because it's like internal medicine, like things like that. But it's like, still, it feels very much like for profit to me.
I know.
Definitely.
And it's like, obviously, I know that they care and I like this facility a lot. I feel like they really care about Zaya a lot. Like, they're very in
and
on
I'm
it
sure
with her.
They do.
And they care about her, but it's still like, the bottom dollar is still what it is.
It's
and it's like,
so
I feel like everything
high.
Is so high for what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Too high for what it is. But yeah, that's my peak and pit.
That was your pit. What was your peak?
Just combined that. She came out of it fine.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ty really was not going to let that pass
by. He's like,
by.
How dare you?
You
not
will
first
say
of all,
a peak.
My peak, guys. I have a peak.
Oh!
So Tyler's on social media now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I'm starting to make golf content. I really enjoy golfing and I golf all the time anyway. So why not do something with that? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a golf community out there. I realize like it's a lot of Loris fans that follow me, but still.
But then
like,
the thing is like it could turn into something of like your own.
Right, exactly.
If you have like, especially if you're like uploading on TikTok, like
that
could be its
own thing.
Yeah,
so I'm doing TikTok, Instagram. I might eventually get into YouTube.
Damn.
But it's been,
shorts,
been good.
He goes shorts.
Yeah.
And do you like it? Are you having fun with it?
I am really having fun with it. It's really hard to do. It's hard to like navigate filming as well as like actually going out there and like playing golf. It's
for fun.
Really hard to navigate. Mm-hmm. And like, especially when it's like 4 people all out there.
God,
everybody's got to be invested in the video or else it's like it's awkward to like have somebody on that doesn't want to be on, you know.
Totally.
So
or you're like, well, you guys, I didn't get my shot, like,
right?
I didn't,
so I'm having to like find a group of people that are like willing to do this with me. So I got a couple of guys.
I love that.
It's really fun. I enjoy it. So follow me on Instagram, y'all.
If you want to see some cool golf
content. If you want to see golf content.
It's really well done.
It is. He does such a good job at it.
I'm very, very impressed.
Thank you. I'm having fun doing it.
Good.
That's all that matters.
Hopefully I can get some, you know, some free stuff here and there.
I mean, that's
Tyler's literally doing it for free golf clubs.
And why the fuck not? Golf stuff is so expensive.
I know.
Golf stuff is so expensive.
I didn't realize, like, when I was buying my brother's and dad's, like, stuff for golf, the shit is so expensive. Like, I got a sweater. Expensive. It was like $150 each sweater. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is going on.
Not only are is the clothing expensive, the equipment.
Super expensive.
So expensive.
Stupid expensive.
You think the medical field's expensive?
Shit.
Try golfing.
Yeah. Baby, golfing's the luxury.
That's an actual luxury
because that's so crazy.
That's a luxury.
A lot. A lot. Mm-hmm. You get, I think, 14 clubs you're allowed to have in your bag. So. That can be, you can spend
like $100 each.
Yeah, you can spend on the lower end probably like $800 or $900 for a whole set, but that's like not good quality stuff. If you want good quality stuff, you're looking at like $3,000 to $5,000. Oh yeah, golf can be
I know
Tyler's fucking bag.
I compare everything to a Chanel.
Absolutely.
A Chanel.
I know that bag is expensive, the one that you have. There's no
a bag, okay, but like the clubs are expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
My clubs are like $1,000. Oh, all of it, yeah.
Yes, combined. Yeah. They're probably $1,000 each.
My clubs are probably around like $2,000.
Okay.
All together, everything that I have is probably around like $2,000. But I've accumulated that over time.
Yeah.
I didn't go spend. Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't go spend $2,000 That's on all true, this yeah, all yeah. at once. I've accumulated and I switched stuff
leveling
out.
Leveling up and stuff.
Here and there. Yeah.
That's so crazy. The same with my dad. I know my dad is like
expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Your dad's really good at golf. Tyler tells me.
Oh,
he's good.
Tyler plays with Manny's dad occasionally.
He's very talented. He's really good.
That's like his passion.
How long has he been playing?
Aaron's getting into it.
Probably
my youngest brother's getting into it now, and Nick plays. So
I need to. Your brother asked me to play like a month ago, but I wasn't able to make it. So I need to follow up with him.
Absolutely. Whenever he's back up here,
I'll bring one of my guys, and then we'll beat them down. You know what I mean?
I mean, my dad's really good.
Yeah,
Nick's
but
getting there.
My buddy Jason's
really good.
I think he can handle your dad.
Oh, sick.
And then I'll handle Nick, and it's just like
the thing is, but like. Nick and my dad are extremely competitive people.
Yeah.
So
they'll be mad.
Really funny.
They'll be mad.
It's going to be really quite interesting to see and to hear about it. Can't wait
to hear
it.
So the challenge is out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know they watch full coverage. So.
I'm sure my mom sees this episode. She'll show them this exact clip. She's like, look at
so Nick,
30 minutes and 3 seconds.
Nick Manuel Sr. coming for you.
Sure.
Sure.
I believe it. I believe it when I see it. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Shall we jump into rapid fire?
Let's jump in. And we will put a timestamp for the people in case they want to skip our peak.
For our first topic on Rapid Fire, it is Risa Tisa.
Who did I marry?
She created a series on TikTok. It is a 50-part series, and each video is 10 minutes long. So what is 50 times 10? 500 minutes of talk time.
That is? So, and then dividing that by 60, how many hours is that?
500 divided by 60. Let's see.
Almost how, 10 hours?
Basically, Netflix, give this woman a documentary.
Yeah, almost 10 hours.
Almost. Oh my God, I did that math in my head.
Proud of you.
That was crazy. Okay, almost 10 hours worth of content. So Reese Tisa, she did a series, obviously, like Laura's saying, and it blew up on TikTok. It's been like, I would say one of our top comments from our last episodes, like, talk about Reese Tisa. Mm-hmm.
Wait, can you explain to me what this is about? Like, is it a trivia to us guessing who she's married to, or she doesn't know who she's married to?
She's telling the story.
She's telling the story in this 10 and 50 part series.
She thought she knew who she was married to, and it turns out she did not know who she, so she titled it, Who Did I Marry?
So this is like a documentary of like her marriage. Yes. Oh, I like that.
It's almost literally like a Hulu series, but on TikTok.
She's genius.
Wait, I'm gonna have to watch this.
And it's blown up. She's literally gained millions of followers, and I would say a month.
Is she a good storyteller?
Very good storyteller. And she's basically just talked about these experiences that she's had with her now obviously ex-husband. Like when they met on like two dating apps. One was a different name, so she was kind of like, that's like a red flag. Like it was his nickname, but it's like one was him regular name, different name. We're gonna call him Legion. That's what they were saying, Legion. And they quickly moved in together. She got pregnant. They're like, okay, well, let's get married because, you know, quarantine's happening.
And they're older. They're not older. 19 years old, like kids. Like they're older. So like, let's get married. Let's do it. She had a miscarriage.
You know, and so didn't end up happening. But basically, like as things progressed, like the cracks in their relationship start to like show what he was like, basically a con man the entire time. And was like using his like brothers. He had like apparently a brother using all his information to make it show like that was him as a person, but it wasn't. Just so many crazy nuanced things, like talking about like Social Security, like the one that he gave her was like different than the one they got married with.
Social Security number.
So it's like just things like that were like, what the fuck is going on? And it finally got to this point where she like got a restraining order on him, divorced him. He was like living out of his car. He was 3X when they started dating, turned into a medium after all this time. Like, dang. It's some crazy, crazy story of like her wanting to go to like, you know, London. And he was like, yeah, of course. Like he was a cheater as well, like in DMs with other women, like just basically telling the entire story play by play. We obviously can't elaborate that heavily in a
10 hours of
it's 10 footage. Hours of content that we're trying to minimize in.
Have you guys
10
watched
minutes.
Any of it?
I've seen like a few.
I've watched a few,
but it's daunting.
And we've watched the full breakdown.
And we've watched the breakdown.
We know everything that happened, and I kind of don't want to spoil the whole thing. But basically, what it cracks down into is to she married a man who played someone else. But the lies are like crazy. Like, for instance, said that he was pretending to be his brother because he was using all his brother's information to play to be this person. But she was like, that doesn't make any sense because we would talk to his brother on the phone every morning.
Yes.
But there was no one actually on the phone.
It was talking him talking to himself.
No.
Like the lies go so far. The brother and the manager
hadn't talked in 5 years.
This is deep.
The lies go so far and deep that this guy would take it to. So that's when the story gets so crazy. Like her videos on TikTok have like 50 million views on like one album. Like,
no, it's great. The thing is, the reason I haven't watched all of them is because it is so much content that I'm like, sometimes I'll get overwhelmed by something when it's like, I know I want to do it, but there's so much of it that I'm like, fuck, I can't start yet. Like, I need to have a moment of peace. Like, I can't.
I will be watching it all, but yeah, I want to wait till like I do that with reading books or a puzzle.
Exactly,
I'll wait till like I have a down period and
to do
then
it all or
get
binge
into
something.
It. Yeah, or binge, exactly, or binge something.
I now understand a TikTok I saw like yesterday where a guy was saying me trying to figure out who she married, and he was like, he was on his phone like doing all his daily like life stuff, like he was taking a shit, he was taking a shower, he was on the phone like listening.
Because
to
this is so such a long series.
Now I understand that.
And now you understand.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. That is why it's blown up. It's become a huge thing. And it's like, I'm really happy for, you know, Risa, for her to be able to get this like, you know, amazing amount of, you know, like quick fame and like just like really intense, like 15 minutes of fame, which is awesome because it's like she went through this literal hellscape with this man that she didn't even know. And like now apparently I think that she's like going to London, like someone's like flying out, like a brand is flying out to London to like having these experiences that she thought she was going
to
have with
this
man.
She always wanted a BMW and she always wanted to go to London. And like this guy promised her all these things and they never happened.
Never happened.
So like the world's making it happen for her.
The
but
world is.
Mm. What's happened is, so when she started the series, granted these videos are getting 50, 30 million views and you get paid for that. Unfortunately, yeah. She said she was not a part of the creator program. Which
during the entire thing?
No, but when she started it, she wasn't. So a lot of it she didn't get paid for.
Yeah.
And then she uploaded, you know, she did this day. It took her a long time to upload all this.
Yeah.
So then she gets into the creator program. So she starts to make some money off of it. But then she uploaded content that had already been uploaded to TikTok. And that's something you can't do. There's so many rules with a creator program, guys. You can't do a lot of things. But that's one of the rules. Like you can't upload a minute video and then re-upload that video and then pay you for it again, essentially.
Right.
And she had done that. So they kicked her out of the program. So I'm almost like, I'm not going to watch it until she's back into the creator program.
So she
can get her coin off me watching it, although I'm just one person, but I'm just saying,
but
like,
just in general.
Yeah, just in general. What I really hope comes out of this, I am a documentary fiend.
Exactly.
And I've watched several documentaries that deals with situations like this. So I really don't see why she couldn't get like a Netflix, HBO documentary off this and really cash the check and make, yeah, exactly. And like make her dreams come true, especially after, what a reward after dealing with such a fucking nightmare.
Literally.
Like if she could just get a documentary, and I'll literally delete off TikTok and be like, go watch my special on HBO.
No, literally, like, that's genius, Laura. Like, delete it off TikTok. You got your coin already.
You got your coin off TikTok, and
maybe
then
go, watch the
go tell them to watch on HBO. I watch on there too. So, I hope she gets what I hope for her out of all this. I hope she gets like her own series documentary. Mm-hmm. That's where it would hit big.
Where do you two as creators, where do you go from there if you're her? If you've already got this story out there, now you have this big platform.
So Q&As. Once it's all over, Q&As or whatever, then what?
Then what?
I don't know.
She has such a big audience, though. I feel like she could then like be open with her dating now, like her dating life now, and like what she's doing next, and then just
journey.
Turn it into like her page, which obviously she's not going to get 50 million views on like everything she does. But if you have such a big, she gained like 2 million people
like
on her TikTok in like weeks. It took a couple weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like now she has an audience and so now she can have a career. So I don't know.
I like the idea of like following like dating journey, like how a date was, doing a story time of like how the date was, the experiences.
And then if she meets someone and dates them, like, you know, let that be your TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people is like family TikTok. Or
totally.
Just like them and their spouse. A lot of my TikToks are just like me and Ty doing stuff. So she could take it a number of ways once you have that many followers on there. But that's really, it's really fucking cool how like being an influencer now, you don't have to wait for a production company. You don't have to wait for some stupid ass director to say you're chosen or a casting person. You
got your cell phone.
Yeah, you got your cell phone. Yeah. You choose yourself. You get to say, I'm going to do this, you know?
And the cool thing is like, she isn't even a creator. Like she wasn't a creator.
Mm-mm.
She was just like a regular person who was just like, I'm going to tell my story. And if people are interested, they will hear it. So
but
it's
she's
like,
such
that's
a
really
good
cool.
storyteller. She automatically captured.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so like calm and she's just like chilling on her bed, like just telling you. It's,
very
it's
matter
a FaceTime
fact,
call.
Very, that,
it's a FaceTime call.
She's
it's,
very
it's
like
what it gives.
Relatable in that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like the story, the experience isn't relatable in the way of like, you know, not everyone's marrying con men, but like she is a relatable human being.
She is.
She's and she's fun to watch. Like she's very, I think she did a great job. And I'm really happy for her success after that literal hell that she went through for that time.
Yeah.
Thank God she's, and now she's divorced and everything is like good. And I love that the last time they ever spoke or she spoke, she's like, if you ever contact me again, like I'm going to get a restraining order on you. And then he has not contacted her since.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, thank God.
You know, he's seen these too.
Good.
Oh, you know, he
good.
Has.
Let him watch them.
But apparently like he like went like low key homeless towards the end of it. Cause he was like leaving his car, smelling like shit, looking like shit. Lost all that weight, like completely.
Well, when you're not conning people, you're gonna have to figure your own shit
figure
out.
Figure it out.
Hello.
That's crazy. Lying to his whole family the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Telling his aunt that they can't wait to bring the baby over when
saying
they never
had a baby.
Even though she had an abortion.
Well, he
not
lied
abortion.
To every told these crazy lies to everybody.
Yeah.
To everybody.
That is crazy. And apparently, like the family was just saying, like, he's been a liar his whole life.
Yeah,
like
and
he's
yeah,
because
she got a hold of his family,
yes.
And she was like, "Oh, there's no child," and they were she was telling them the tea, and they were like, "Oh, honey, you got in bed with the wrong one. We don't like him either." Yeah,
you're like, "Baby,
we've been dealing with this for
years. Yeah, we ain't dealing with him either."
That is crazy to me
crazy.
To have a family member that is literally just like a pathological liar that cannot stop lying.
It's crazy, like, when people like that get into, like, situations of power. Like, I feel like there's been documentaries on that when...
Yeah.
Remember that medical doctor that was, like,
oh my God,
people's spines up?
Yes.
What's and also,
and it
the one...
Like Dr. Death. And it seemed like also he had no idea what he was doing.
The throat, yep.
Remember the trachea one that was replacing people's trachea with plastic and found himself in this high up power, and it was all a scam and all his patients died.
Like, he just wanted to be a sick
He was scamming
fuck.
The system. Yeah. Yeah, he wanted the thing.
He went Dr. Death.
So there's a lot of people that find themselves here, but I just love whenever they do documentaries on it because it makes you so aware that, like, this can happen to you too, and that there are people
aware,
out
to
there.
Safe, to be careful.
Like, don't just trust any doctor. Don't just trust any man that you want to date. You know, like, look into this shit. So
absolutely.
Okay, our next topic is Charli D'Amelio. So this is an interesting topic.
It is fascinating to me.
I disagree with a lot of, like, the shit she's getting because, like,
totally.
I don't know. It's like. Basically, this guy broke down a TikTok as to why Charli D'Amelio.
Two now.
Oh, really?
There's two videos now. Yeah.
I'm not surprised, but he did a really good job, like, to me, like, breaking down the
I
situation.
Watched the entire scene.
He didn't seem very hateful. He
no,
just
yeah.
kind of seemed like, this is why I think the D'Amelio family didn't work out like the Kardashians did. Mm-hmm. That was like
and he,
the premise.
Because he's like
of this
a marketing
video.
Student. I think he was like a marketing student, or he like does something with social media. Like, that's, he was like studying like what was on. He's like, this is why I think that this is what happened. Very more matter of fact. And it wasn't like, hating on them in any way, shape, or form. He was just like, this is why I think they fell off. This is why I think what's going on. Like, this is what they should have done instead of this and this.
And the video blew up.
Blew up. And then he made a part two because Charli blocked him from the first video.
Well, Charlie's getting absolutely wrecked because of his videos. So, like,
I'd probably block his ass too.
I was about to say, I mean, like, imagine getting in drama right now because your numbers are low. Like, like, imagine, like, getting canceled because you're not getting enough likes and views. Like, that's why they're
that's
mad
the world
at her.
We live in.
They're literally mad at her for not getting
that's
it.
That's the TikTok world.
That's the TikTok world.
But then he wasn't even saying, like, anything like that. He wasn't saying, like, she's a flop. Like, it was just talking about, like, how where they were at, what they could have done to go. Like, and like,
the
and
internet just took it and ran
and
with it.
And they took it and ran with it, obviously. He was just kind of comparing. This kid was comparing
them to the,
like,
Kardashians.
The Kardashians, like, how, like, the Kardashians have made things work for them, how there's passion behind the brand, the projects that they've done, like, all these things. Whereas if you look in the D'Amelios, you don't see that same, like, passion, or you don't see that same, like, vibe as you would see, like, in the Kardashians. Like,
I agree with him on everything. The only thing I feel like I disagree with him on was that if you actually look at the track record of the Kardashians, they each have about a million failed brands underneath them. Mm-hmm. And one girl actually years ago did a TikTok listing all the brands the Kardashians have ever had. And each one of them has had a bazillion brands that they've opened the doors and that they flopped and that they put their money toward hair vitamins and diet pills and like anything and everything, Pepsi, and like truly that their heart and soul were not in. It was to cash a check. So they've done the same things as the D'Amelios have.
But now they've gotten to the point where it's like, it actually
they
makes
play
sense.
Different cards. So I think the situations were a bit different, to be honest, because that's his whole premise. It's like the Kardashians did it right. They made brands that made sense.
Right.
Like you have Kourtney with the health vlog. She's a health nut.
Yep.
You know, Kim with her Skims and her shapewear.
She's all about shapewear.
She's the queen of that. Like, all their brands make sense.
Kylie,
but they didn't,
lip kits.
But they
the
didn't always make sense.
No, right.
And like and then he did break down, which I found interesting, all the different brands that the D'Amelio family had attached themselves to. And it's any brand and every brand. He's saying there's no soul behind their marketing. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with that, but whenever, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Basically, Charli blew up literally overnight around 2020 on TikTok. Mm-hmm. 100 million followers. That's like unheard of.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, of course, they're going to try to monetize it in some way. Like, they
cash in
like,
while you can.
You cash in while you can, or at least that's what the family tried to do and, you know, monetize it for all of them and not just be like, oh, well, Charlie's the star. It's like, we're all going to be the star. And then we're all going to make it into like a Kardashian thing where it's like everyone has their own thing. But it's like he was making a point when he was like, you know, she's a dancer. Like, she could have came out with like this athleisure wear.
I have to agree.
You
know, I have to agree.
Oh, you agree? Yeah,
yeah. I agree with that.
I feel like that would have been genius.
Saying with that,
like a dancing shoe.
Like, they totally missed the mark on what they were advertising. And see, that's where he got me, where I totally agree with
right
him.
Right now, I remember seeing them, like, they're like advertising like these like snacks inside like Walmart, like these like popcorn snacks, and then like a shoe brand. And then.
But see, Kardashians have done all of that.
They've done all those things, absolutely. But I think that now that they have this like rhythm of like what they really like stand behind, and like they're like one thing.
But the Kardashians had the momentum because of their TV show that was getting so many views to keep pushing them until they figured out we need to create brands that are attached to our souls.
Yes, that makes sense for us.
And when you're a TikToker, you don't get that much time.
Yeah.
Because TikToker, your lifeline is 2 to 3 years. So, because Charlie probably blew up, you know, close around 2020.
Right.
It's 2024. Barely 2024, February, almost March. You know, she's not dead on social media, first of all.
Very big numbers. She's just not as...
A couple months ago, she just got a million likes on her TikTok. Hello. Literally doing nothing. So I'm like, I don't think she's dead, guys.
No. She's definitely not. It's literally just like... they're comparing to what it once was.
It is a fraction.
And it's a fraction. That's probably what they're saying. It's like, girl, she's still popping as fuck.
Popping, it like, still has the opportunity to come out with that dance line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
To do things that make more sense.
But I get it if you're
throwing
comparing.
Morphe 2 in there was kind of strange. Like,
I think it's just I think it's hard concept for people because all we've ever known is influencers and to be around for like almost 10 years, you know, and like you see that. But it's influencing is different now. One, look at the amount of influencers we have now versus what we had. So naturally, they're going to be rising faster and falling off faster. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just going to be the evolution of influencers, you know?
It's like kind of scary, to be honest. Like, imagining, like, starting now as an influencer, I just can't even imagine. Like, I really, really can't. Like, the competition, the intensity, the just, like, the almost, like, laissé with it, too. Like, I feel like a lot of people aren't connected to people now.
I'm glad I just started posting.
Right as you just become...
I couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine. We're like, but Tyler, okay, again, you've been doing this for a long time with Laura.
Exactly. I see everything that she does and goes through. Honestly, I get a lot of my inspiration from her. Like what she does and like how she works. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's so commendable.
It's really sweet.
It is. It's very true. I could not agree more.
I put a lot of effort into everything I do, and I don't just wake up in the morning and like, I think I'll do this today. Like, I have every inch of everything planned out, honey, and that's how you execute. But, you know, like we're saying about Charlie, like, it is what it is, but I hate, for her, I guess, out of this guy was just making a video making points, and a lot of his points are very accurate, and that's why I think it caught so much wind, because he's not being a hater.
No, he was just like, this is... more like what I would have done instead, like kind of thing.
And but is he blaming her downfall on the brand stuff that they've done?
He's basically just saying like that they could have done something different, and that's why they're not
prolong.
Okay.
The like
is her content like kind of the same? Like she hasn't evolved her content.
I went and watched all her content, by the way, after I watched this, because I was like, I haven't seen her on my page in forever.
Think that's more of the issue than the branded stuff. Then
like, I personally,
if you're doing the same content over and over and over again, it'll work for a while.
Totally.
But like,
if you don't evolve,
social media evolves, so you have to evolve with it. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is also, when you take too much on, that also is bad too. Like,
true,
when you're trying to do so many things, like she has now the Hulu show, she was on Dancing with the Stars. Like, when you're doing a lot of things, like obviously it makes sense to be in the public eye, but if you start to like forfeit what you had from the platform that helped give you those things,
I guess it all depends. Are you trying to be an influencer? Or are you trying to be like,
no, they're trying to be
mainstream.
More they're trying to be
media.
More. Obviously, like if you're coming out with the show on Hulu, you're not trying to just be an influencer. You're trying to do so much more than that, which makes sense. But it's like, there's such this like weird fine line of this balance that's what he was talking about. It's like, you have to have passion in things. You have to show things differently.
So
like,
true.
That's what he's saying.
Like, I don't even see them being passionate about their Hulu show. Because if I had a show, I would talk about it on my social media.
Every day?
Every day. Like, every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, to show I'm passionate about it. And, like, she doesn't.
Well, like, for example, the passion you show from Minim LA. Mm-hmm. Like, what you show your followers. Like, they can see that you have passion behind it and that that's something that you truly connect with. Me with Lunar Beauty, I think that people know that I really care deeply for my brand. And I think that's what resonates with people. Like, they can, like the guy said, he's like, they can sniff out a mile away. Like,
they
if
can.
You're not passionate about something and you're just trying to make a buck.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think a lot of celebrity brands flop, because like Selena Gomez is at all her events.
And she cares.
And she has
and you can
the
tell
events
she cares.
Regularly. She's wearing all her makeup. Yep. She's literally sitting
always
down
talking about her makeup.
Doing TikToks, talking about her makeup. Whereas I'm going to say it, I have no shade to Ariana Grande. She just doesn't do that.
Right.
And like the brand does not do nearly as well. And that's undeniable. But people can tell the passion. I think Ariana's brand, because of Ariana's status, could be just as big or bigger bigger than Rare Beauty.
It could.
But it's just not, because the soul isn't there. The soul marketing.
It's more so just like, I'm a big name. I'm going to put my name behind something because that's what we always did.
It doesn't work anymore.
And it's not the same anymore.
People have gotten so smart. Unless it's like, babe, do
a fragrance.
People have gotten so smart, though.
They've gotten so clever. And that's what he was saying. He's like, people have gotten smarter. They know they can smell it a mile away for fucking if you don't have passion behind a project you're doing.
So true.
And I couldn't agree more. And so, you know, I don't think that it's obviously too late for the D'Amelios at all. I'm like, girl, y'all keep going. Like, keep doing your thing. Like, you know, just like he was saying, just like, I think just finding passion in projects that like you really care about.
We have to keep in mind, she's a child. She's probably like,
she started when she was what, 16?
Uh-huh. She's probably like 19, 20 now.
Exactly.
Like, I'd be like,
she has a lot of life left to live.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine like having so much life left to live.
I know.
I'd be like, wait.
You say that like you're so old.
No, I know. I'm not saying that, but
that's true.
It's
we
like,
do have a lot like, of life.
We do too. Wait, we have a lot of life as well.
But you got to come up with a lot more money and success but, like, if you're only 19. For longer.
Yeah.
That's what I know. These young influencers, I'm like,
I mean, y'all should start when you're 25. No, there's definitely like it's just scary, like, because you just don't know how long things can last for.
So true. So true.
You know what I mean? You can just do the best that you can, but like, if you're not, again, passionate about things, then like, what are you supposed to do?
The audience knows. And that's like the core of what he's talking about. And she's getting wrecked online. Like, I went and looked at her comments and I was like, oh my God. Because I didn't realize the video I watched was a big deal. Because, you know, it just showed up on the For You page. So I was like, oh, let me go check. And I thought, oh my God.
And she was getting
y'all leave this little girl
wrecked.
Alone. It, like, getting wrecked and we're like, falling off. Like... oh my God.
What? No one should be getting wrecked for falling off. Are you kidding me? Like, why is she getting shredded for that? Like, that's so... Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
Okay, our next topic is Billie Eilish.
Oh my God, the TikToker comment?
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how you can't say anything and they're so quick they'll catch you?
Well, the thing is also, like, have you noticed? Like, remember even, like, the Selena whispering to Taylor being like, and they didn't let me do da-da-da-da. Like, that
bet
photo
it was
thing.
About TikTokers.
But what if it was? But, like, for example, like, they're, like... You just have to be careful in those settings in the public eye like that. Even if you're at the table, eyes are always watching you. People are always looking at you. People are always
going to
have cameras on you.
She said, why the fuck are there so many TikTokers here?
Where was this?
At the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, wow.
So obviously, People's Choice is hiring TikTokers or like having TikTokers there. He's like, oh, wow, that's crazy. They're obviously having them there to promote the show. Like, we all know, like, that's what it is. Influencer marketing has been a huge thing for a long time.
Yeah, influencer marketing is huge. Why would they not have them there? So they'd be dumb to not have them
saying. But I think it's more so about, like, if they have to have tact. I think that's the biggest, most important thing. Yeah. If a TikToker has tact and is respectful and, like, knows what he's there for, knows what he's doing, knows what she's doing, whatever, I think that's a completely different story of someone that thinks that they're on the level of Billie Eilish. That's going to be like, hey, Billie, like, I remember seeing this video about this kid behind the scenes that was, like, wanting to, like, sing to her or something like that. And she was like, no, I'm not doing this. And it
apparently
was, like,
that's what it was all about.
That's what I had heard.
It was that TikToker, like, he kind of harassed her on the carpet.
Yes, he harassed her.
He was like, get over here, film with me. And she was like, I'm not fucking filming with you. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a nice way.
They were playing.
Yeah. But that's probably why she was like, so many.
And then she goes in and sits down and goes, why the fuck are there so many TikTokers here?
So I think there's, like, a huge part, like, don't be an annoying ass.
Yeah. But also at the same time, too, like, media has changed in such a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's mainstream media is not just the A-list celebrities anymore.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's not.
Like, who are all the kids following these days?
Influencers.
Influencers. Yeah, they're almost more relevant.
They are.
Well, to the kids, they are more relevant.
Yeah,
relevant. They are.
So, like, let's say, like, to, like, millennials, like, they're not as much. Like, it just depends on, like, who you're asking.
Yeah.
But it's going to go in that direction. I mean, the award shows in 50 years are going to be influencers only.
No, literally.
Yes, exactly. It is.
Literally.
It's going to be an influencer, all of it. Acting and everything is going to be all coming from influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys not noticed celebrities are trying to be influencers? They're literally trying to revert from being a celebrity. I can list them off. Shay Mitchell.
All doing social media
stuff.
They
all just try to do social media because, one, it's easier. Two, you make way more money doing social media than a lot of these acting jobs, unless you're like Brad Pitt.
And they already started off with a huge fame with being
all you have to do is post a couple. Yeah, because you already have the fame, so you can sell anything. Like,
well, that's why people like The Rock and Kevin Hart are such big A-list celebrities, is because of what they've done on social media.
Their presence online is insane. Yeah.
They're influencers. Because
they're smart, though. They're smart. Like, they know, like, we're A-list celebrities in the traditional space, so let's go and strike when the iron's hot and become social media people too.
Right.
Like,
so they hire.
I feel like, so does somebody like Billie Eilish, does she post on?
She does.
Like,
I mean, she does, probably not
like
as heavily, But she's probably thinking, like, I really think it has more to do with people having tact or not and being harassing. And, like, I think you just have to be respectful of those things. Like,
I blame the People's Choice Awards because you know how people act. You see how they act on their TikToks. And if you're choosing to invite people that don't act right at the award show, then that's on People's Choice.
Totally.
Because there's a million TikTokers out there that have tact that can be invited that would not cause a problem, that wouldn't line up at people's table for a picture.
Well, also, they just want that video.
That was a problem too. There's videos coming out. So the way award shows work is you do your press, you do your pictures, you do your content on the red carpet.
And then you're left alone.
And then when you go in, they escort you to your seated table. At that point, you are to be left alone. Press is over. No press should be coming up to you. Well, the People's Choice Awards, TikTokers were lining up and finding the celebrities and running over to their tables.
Yes. See, that's not cool.
So that's like what we're saying is that kind of like there just needs to be like,
that's on the People's Choice.
A decorum.
See, that's what I said.
So there has to be some type of like decorum.
Yeah, there should have been a PSA by the People's Choice. Like hey, fucking keep during it these times, you cannot do this.
Yeah, or don't and if like, they walk start around to do it, during the break.
Like don't, you cannot go to other people's pitch to ask for pictures. Because if you're going to invite influencers, the thing, the trick with them, they're still just like fans.
Yeah, they're people.
We're just people. They're just not celebrities. They're still fans, even though they have a following. So they're going to act like a fan when they get in the room with a bunch of celebrities.
Right. So you have to have tact and not feel like
this is your opportunity to get content with
and
celebrities.
It's like, I know like that you're obviously there for content, like things like that. But like there's a fine line of being like, this is a time to make content like you are at the carpet doing things like that. And then this is a time to just be respectful of like everyone's space and like not being in people's face and things like that. I think that's really, really important to just be mindful of, like, maybe not the celebrities don't maybe just want to take a photo with you or video with you or make content with you at the time.
I think more it's more all about the award shows being mindful as who they're inviting.
Totally.
Because I think there's enough TikTokers out there to find enough that would report and give press to the show.
Well, there was a lot that were there that were completely great.
See? Like, you just got to cut the ones that are causing the ruckus and upsetting everyone. The source everyone. Of the issues. Yeah, the source of the issues. They gotta get the chop.
I thought that was wild.
Yeah, so Billie Eilish got caught up.
I thought she don't give up. There was a video of
She did because she saw the camera. She tried to cover her mouth, and they still got her.
But I'm saying, like, post that, like, she's not gonna make a comment about this.
I saw the one. Did you see the one about Bryce Hall? He like reacted to it. Bryce Hall did like a reaction because Bryce was at the thing with his like girlfriend or whatever, and he was like, I used to really like Billie Eilish, and he did this like full video. He was like, I just think, like, they obviously hired us to be there. Like, we're supposed to be there for a reason. And then, like, people were absolutely coming for him, being like, girl, you ain't nothing compared to Billie Eilish. And it's like, damn. Like, just don't even say anything. Just don't even say anything at that point. It's literally just like, you're there, do your job, do your thing, but just be respectful of people's time.
Well, the thing is, there's so much footage coming out of the award shows of influencers acting inappropriate and acting like you let a fan loose on the red carpet. And that's essentially what's happening.
Right.
So, like, celebrities then have the right to say something. Yeah. And she didn't say anything too nasty. No, she was just like, why the fuck are they here?
And it was very, like, what the fuck is going on?
It was given that. That's all she looked at.
She literally was like. So, it was very fascinating to see. And I'm sure a lot of celebrities, like, don't mind it at all. But, like.
That would literally be me, and I'm an influencer. Why the fuck are there so many TikTokers? They're like, why are you here, bitch?
Why the fuck are you here?
Yup.
No, it's crazy. But next topic.
Manny loves this.
I even saw this.
Manny loves this.
Yeah, I don't love it. What the hell is wrong with you? Okay, there is a viral video going around of Taylor Swift's on tour. She's in Australia right now, and there's this girl. Why am I laughing? You guys are making me laugh. There's this girl outside, and she does this reaction to hearing the song. You guys, it's something, okay? It's quite shocking. So there's like these two girls side to side, and then there's a girl in the middle, and she's like, not Taylor Swift playing the song that saved my life, like live. And her reaction is this like really intense, visceral, severe reaction of start screaming, wailing, like, oh my god,
like laying on the ground
like her
over.
Little chancla on the side
too
and
much
it was too much it and like the two much. Girls on the side, they're kind of like,
they give each other the eye,
you know, it's the we're gonna talk shit about this later eye, you know, the eye well, Laura.
We do that eye well.
It was very much like, bitch, this bitch is not going off right now.
No
and the thing is, like, and everyone can understand, like, wow, a song that really means a lot too. But that reaction was so crazy. She's getting clowned for it so much right now.
But girly.
It's like, I've seen it now, I would say, 5 times.
Manny, I told y'all he loves it.
Watching it is just kind of like, so every time I watch it, it gets crazier and crazier, I think.
It's too much.
So she did this outside of the concert, right?
Yes.
Okay. People I saw a video where somebody dubbed it over, like, in the concert, and when they were acting like she did that, like, in the venue, no, like, with people around her.
And they're like,
what do you mean it was outside of the venue?
So it was outside, like, it was, like, in the parking lot. Like, they can just hear the music going. Like, it's not inside the actual concert because they were sold out, apparently.
Yeah, the video I saw, I thought it was inside.
She was outside of the venue.
The video I saw was, like, almost front row.
But apparently...
and she was wailing like that.
Apparently, that girl had been to the concert already. So she had just went back again.
Do you think she sung it like that inside the concert?
No, so apparently... So this is the thing. Apparently, Taylor does this thing where she will play... Every single concert she does, she plays, like, during this, like, one set, she'll do different songs so you don't know her set list. Because, you know, people always want to be like, this is the set list. She, like, changes it up every single time. So she played this one specific song that the girl, like, obviously resonated quite deeply,
quite well with her,
and she was wailing, and so that's what they had her. She was like, "What song is it? What is it?" I can almost reenact the whole thing,
baby. The poor Taylor Swift fans. I wonder if they claim her. I'm sure they do.
They definitely do.
They do? They probably claim that. Yeah, they probably claim that.
I'm sure there's a lot of Swifties that are like,
they feel that. They feel that.
I've never felt that way about a song before.
Maybe I'm missing out.
Same
on something.
Guys, maybe
in my
we
life.
Should.
Yeah, I've never felt that connected with a musical artist.
I mean, either.
Or
man.
A song or a thing.
I love Lady Gaga. Like, she's like my girl. Like, that's my one artist.
If you acted like that, I will not support it. I'm not going to support it. I'd be like, get your ass up.
Get up.
Get
you
up.
You wouldn't be hugging me on the ground?
No.
You'd be looking at Tyler like,
you start acting like that over Bad Bunny. Baby, that's going to be me at the concert.
Hey, it's Bad Bunny. We're going. Me and Laura are seeing Bad Bunny soon with CoverGirl.
That's
but
how
it's going to be quiet.
Can you reenact it? Please reenact it for a TikTok.
Laura, let's reenact it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we used to sound.
No, we're
going to
get shredded by the
50s.
The 50s are going to come for us. There's no way. The 50s are going to get us. Because they probably understand her.
They're going to be on her side.
No, I don't believe it. I think that the Swifties are seeing that they're like, that's a lot. I think that they're thinking it's a lot. I do.
I don't know.
If you're a Swiftie watching, what do you think of the video?
I've seen Swifties singing in the audience, and they get like, but not that, as much as her.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. So I'm sure a lot of Swifties are very passionate.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm sure there's a lot of passion, but I feel like this was taken to another level, and I think that a lot of people that are more rational Swifties are like,
Now, girl.
Divalicious Diva, what's going on?
No.
So I want to know, if you guys are Swifties, when you saw that video, what did you think? I have to know.
You can be honest. It's kind of a safe place here.
You guys, it's safe here. It's safe. Okay, guys, I think that's it.
That's it for the tea, the drama.
The rapid fires are fun.
They're fun, right?
Y'all should have me on everyone.
Oh, my God. The comments would be like, we want Tyler Dubb, the golfer, to be a guest every week. Anyway, it was really fun. I had a great time. I love doing rapid fires. They're like my favorite episodes to film. Definitely. I'm a chismosa.
Yep.
You know, I love a little chisme.
A little gossip.
A little hot goss.
I like to pretend like I don't, but I do.
You do. He does.
Tyler, you do.
He loves it.
You tried it. He you absolutely it. Tried it. Because you know, if we're all three going to dinner, it's like, what's the tea? What's the tea? You know that's the tea. All right, guys, we love you so much, and we'll catch you guys in our next week's episode. Let us know what you thought of the topics, your opinions. We'd love to hear them.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.